Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Okay, everybody, let's have a little fun today. Let's get a little motivated, get inspired. Hey, let's solve some problems that have been plaguing you around your home. Hey, we're going to do that and a whole lot more here on Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy, Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us here on the radio. Yes, Danny, we're going to be having a lot of fun answering a lot of questions. We're going to be hearing from people all over the country. We are now in over 300 radio stations. Isn't that right, Danny? I think the last number,
man.
I saw.
300
I think we're gonna be
plus.
I'm going to be introducing a new one later in the hour. But yeah, welcome to the show. If you have a home improvement question, get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out today.
We would love to engage with you at any time. How about sending us an email? You can certainly do that anytime. Todayshomeowner.com/ask. And also the Today's Homeowner hotline is smoking. There's a lot going on there. 800-946-4420 is your opportunity to call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with any comment, question, or tip that you may have. We certainly will be covering a lot of those this week. We also would encourage you to drop by the Today's Homeowner Facebook page. You can send us a message through there as well. Whichever way you would like to contact us, we want to help you with any of the problems and challenges that you have. Certainly, I got several emails. One I got that kind of stood out that mentioned how much they love our to-do list and our checklist.
Right.
I've always been one that loves a checklist that, you know, if you have, you know, whether it's your daily checklist or whether it's weekly, monthly, yearly, whatever, if you have it on a piece of paper in front of you, to me, that just relieves a lot of stress knowing that you just have to work your way down that list at your pace, and you know you got it covered. And so we love that you appreciate all of our lists that we have available for you on todayshomeowner.com. And Joe and I thought it's an appropriate time to talk about our summer checklist, part of our Four Seasons of Home Ownership. You can find this list and all of our checklists for each of the seasons at todayshomeowner.com/4Seasons. Joe, you know, when you and I put this thing together years ago, we wrote down what we felt like were the 40 essential things that you really need to do around your home every year to properly maintain it.
10 for each season, right?
Right. So we both agreed 40. Whoa, nobody's going to read a list that's got 40 things on it. But if you divide them up into four lists and you only have 10 things and it only takes you a day or less to do these things, and then you can say, okay, I did everything I needed to according to Danny and Joe. I can relax now and maybe do a little bit of improving and so forth. So we thought we would kind of go down that a little bit. And on our top 10 things, one of the first things we talk about it all the time is changing your air conditioning filter. It's so important when your air conditioning is going to be working really overtime. All that air that's moving through that filter needs to make sure that it's cleaning it as properly as it should. Remember, we always recommend electrostatic filters are always the best, and those will allow you to maybe take 2 to 3 months between actually changing those.
And not only the changing the filters, but we're talking about air conditioners. Don't forget the condensate line. The unit that's in the house has a plastic pipe coming out of it to drain condensation away. If that clogs up, guess what? That water's going to back up and could flood drip into and flood part of the house and ruin a ceiling. So at least twice during the summer, at least pour a little bleach down there to keep that line cleared out. And if you find it's plugged up, we have a simple solution online that shows how to use a shop vacuum, how to suck out any of the gunk that might be stuck in there.
And also, each and every one of these things that we're mentioning on this top 10 list, we have articles and videos online at todayshomeowner.com, so you can check it out. Hey, you're going to be spending a lot of time out on that deck. Make sure it's safe for you and your family and all of your guests by checking for loose handrails or any damage that you may have on the deck. You want to make sure no one's stepping through a deck board, or if they're relying on that rail, you want to make sure that it is in really good shape.
And also, don't forget to check the steps going up and down the deck, and not only the treads where you actually step, but the stringers, which are those notched boards, those angled notched boards that hold the steps in place. You have any fencing gates? You might want to check them. There's a great time you have to check them and make repairs if they're sagging or rotting. So the summertime is a great time to check those fences and gates, and you need to make a repair or apply a finish. Now would be a great time to do that.
And number five on this top 10 list for the must-dos for your summer checklist is thoroughly clean and inspect your outdoor grill. I mean, it's a great time just to disassemble that grill, whether it's a charcoal or a pellet grill or gas grill, and make sure everything's nice and clean there. You know, the old myth about, we don't want to disturb all of the seasoning. Well, that seasoning also has a heck of a lot of germs in it. So let's get it nice and clean before you start really enjoying cooking out on that grill.
Yeah, and while you're outdoors cleaning the grill, don't forget to clean all your outdoor patio furniture as well. And if you have a chimney and a fireplace, you might get that professionally inspected and cleaned, because you know, when you don't want to wait till the fall or winter when you're going to be using it, because what if everybody's busy and they can't get to your house? So now's a great time to get those guys, and often you can get them at a discount.
Yeah, we have a lot of people that have commented on that over the years about, what do you mean fireplace? You don't use a fireplace during the summer.
Exactly.
Well, exactly. And the chimney sweeps are ready to get out there and get some work done. And as Joe said, you'll probably get a little discount, and you'll certainly get a more thorough inspection and cleaning on that. Hey, while you're at it, if you see any loose paint around your house on the siding or wood trim, go ahead, sand it, scrape it off, put a coat of primer on it, and touch up that paint, because with the summer weather, with the heat and the rains, it can cause that. It's not going to get any better. It's going to get a lot worse. Now's the time to take care of. And then one other task, number nine on our top 10 list, is one that people cringe at, which I don't understand because it's not that hard to do, and that's cleaning your windows inside and out. And the way to make that very easy, we've got a great video online that shows this exact thing at todayshomeowner.com. One person inside, one person outside, a little solution of vinegar and white vinegar and water. Use newspapers, crinkled up newspapers, work great for streak-free cleaning. And if you're on the inside, somebody else is on the outside, you know for sure you're getting every smudge and every bit of, you know, make sure that you get every bit of it off and clean. And don't forget the screens as well as all of the framework around the window.
And the last one, the last number 10 here, Danny, is to pull any weeds from your gardens and flower beds, and then add a layer of mulch. There's lots of different mulch products out there now. Pick the one you like the best and put out a nice thick bed of mulch.
Okay, now when you hear this top 10 list, maybe it still sounds a little overwhelming, but to give you a little more perspective on it, this would take approximately 12 hours to do. And with the little bits and pieces of materials that you need along the way here on the average, will cost about $220. So, hey, that's pretty manageable when you think about it. 12 hours, you don't want to do that all in a day. But if you do 4 or 5 hours here, 2 or 3 hours there, knock down this list and check it off, you'll certainly feel a lot better about that you've maintained your house properly. And again, you can find this whole checklist and download it. Put it on your refrigerator by going to todayshomeowner.com/4seasons. Now, if you have a little extra time and you're a little ambitious, hey, we threw a few other things in there we call If Time and Budget Allow. How about cleaning the grills and all of your fan blades on your bathroom exhaust fans? Boy, if you lower that grill on the ceiling of that exhaust fan, boy, you can find some pretty interesting stuff up in there, right, Joe?
Yeah, absolutely. It collects dust because often the air going through your bath fan is damp, right? And if it's damp with moisture, any dust has a tendency to stick. And you'd be surprised how much you can reduce the efficiency of a fan when air's not flowing cleanly and properly through it. So as Danny said, just lower that. You'll see it usually doesn't even have any screws or anything. Just grab it with your fingernails and lower it down and remove it if you have to, and then vacuum out. Be really careful. You don't want to damage anything, but vacuum or lightly brush out any dust or dirt you see there.
Hey, it's a good time, too, to take a look on the outside around your driveway, whether you have a concrete or asphalt driveway. If you see any prominent cracks there, great time to seal those cracks. If you have concrete, there's actually concrete repair caulk that's right there on the shelves at the Home Depot. You can pick up and just kind of fill that in. It'll prevent water from getting down under the slab and causing you a lot of problems. And certainly that's the case with asphalt. You can get some asphalt sealer that comes in a jug or a caulking tube. And just go ahead and seal all of those cracks up, because again, water gets down in there and it's going to cause it to chip out and cause a lot bigger scenario on that. And while you're at it, clean and deodorize your garbage disposal. And Joe, I'll tell you what, that's a great science experiment to show the kids when you're using that vinegar and that baking soda.
That's right. If you've never mixed the two of them, you might be a little surprised by the reaction. But yeah, it's a great way to deodorize and sanitize a garbage disposal. Drop, sprinkle in a a nice amount of baking soda and pour in some white vinegar and stand back and watch the action.
That's right. And another thing, if you have time, go ahead and take your screwdriver or your cordless drill and remove your air conditioning heating registers. Remove those grills, soak them, clean them. Again, you'll be surprised how much gunk is on these things, and it'll just be cleaner, fresher, and better air inside your house. Well, we're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio for this week. We're going to be talking about mildew smells. You get, you know, what is the source of a mildew smell? We've got some mysterious ones we're going to chase down. Deck projects, yes, everybody's wanting to use their deck. We have some tips for you on that. We have a simple solution and a whole lot of other emails and phone calls that'll be coming in on the show this week. Hey, we're certainly glad you're here with us. We're going to guarantee you that we're going to provide you something that you can use at your house. We'll be right back.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done, and by Brohn.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner radio show that's heard on radio stations all over the country. And it really is exciting to be with you each and every week, but especially exciting when we can announce a brand new station that's joined our family. This one is in St. Joseph, Missouri, and it is KFEQ AM 680.
And a special shout out to program director Travis Dodge. Thank you, Travis, for putting us on the air there, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio family. St. Joseph is located in far western Missouri, right on the Kansas state line. It's the birthplace of Danny's favorite hip-hop star, Eminem. And it's also... Did you know that? Yeah.
Well, when you're a bit older, you have to refer to him as Marshall Mathers. It just kind of,
Marshall,
you know.
Mr. Mathers.
Yeah, that's his real. Yeah, that's his real.
And it also is the place of death of outlaw Jesse James. That's where he was living when he was gunned down.
Wow.
And St. Joe's is also the original starting point of the Pony Express, which delivered mail and packages back and forth between Missouri and California. But here's something I thought really interesting. I saw a Pony Express recruitment poster from 1860. Right?
I thought you were going to say recruitment video, and I was going to say, wait a minute.
Yeah. It was, you had to turn a crank on a computer because it was made out of wood. No, it was a recruitment poster from 1860 because they were trying to get riders. And here's the poster. Wanted, young, skinny, wiry fellows, not over 18. So we're talking about really not over. Must be expert riders willing to risk death daily.
Wow.
And then he ended it with orphans preferred. That was a rough job.
Wow. That narrows down the pool of people.
That narrows down the pool, yeah.
Wow.
So welcome to everyone from St. Joseph.
Everybody there in St. Joseph, Missouri. We have a lot of wonderful listeners all over the state of Missouri, and we appreciate each and every one of you. And I'll tell you, here's how it works. It's very easy here on Today's Homeowner to get your question answered, your problem solved, because we have several ways you can reach out to us. Emails, todayshomeowner.com/ask is the way you can send us an email, or you can pick up the phone anytime. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. Call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We want to help you with any of the challenges you're having as a homeowner. And again, a special hello and welcome to everybody there in St. Joseph. Right now we're going to Illinois and talking with Steve. Steve, welcome to the Today's Homeowner radio show.
Hi, how are you today?
Hey, we're doing great. Tell us about this garage and what you got planned.
Well, I've got a home that is probably 70, 80 years old, and it's a detached garage. And over the years, the ground level has raised a little bit, and I'm showing some, I don't know if you call it worm rot or just moisture rot in some of the sills in the garage. So I want to replace the mud sills, and the pad itself is in really, really good shape.
Okay.
And I was just calling to see if you guys may be able to give me any advice or suggestions on what may make this a little bit easier.
Okay, well, I can certainly start with a great tip in how to remove that seal. Now, a lot of times they will have them bolted down, actually, and it makes it a little tricky to slide that out. But I tell you, get a very good metal cutting blade for a reciprocating saw. Sawzall, most people call it, and then you're able to clip off any of the bolts, any of the nuts, anything that's keeping that in place, and that will actually end up being less damaging as you're sliding that deteriorated seal out before you put the next one in. Now, when you put the next one in, certainly you want to use pressure-treated wood. And also, I would suggest construction adhesive. I pretty much like construction adhesive on almost everything I do for some reason. It really, really works well to be able to, once you get it in there and it tightens up. Now, you'll still want to put a few masonry screws or nails down into it to keep it from slipping. But that should take care of it. Some are easier than others to remove, but it should allow you to slip it right in there.
Yeah, I have a lot of space and a lot of ability to work around the garage, so that works. I have a question, though. I was thinking about raising, when I say the word raising, I was thinking about using like some concrete blocks or cinder blocks to kind of raise it and put that sill on top of that. Any suggestions if I was to do that?
Yeah, the idea, Steve, is you want to raise it up to get it off, get the wood, the new mud sill as far away from the ground as possible. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Well, I mean, there you'd have to support all the walls and either literally jack them up or cut them off, and then put in a new sole plate, at the bottom of the wall, and then the mud sill. So you could certainly do that. I wouldn't use cinder block, what you're calling cinder block or concrete block. I think I'd use solid concrete block, which come in various sizes. I'd probably use one that's at least either 4 or 6 inches thick. And then they're typically 8x16. You could set that on top of the concrete slab, and that would build it up. But I wonder, that would be a lot of work. I think you'd be better off. You'd probably get quite a bit of life out of just replacing the existing sill with pressure-treated lumber.
Okay.
And then on the outside, you might want to protect it. Maybe remove a couple of layers of siding and put in something like fiber cement board or AZEK. You can get AZEK in sheets, which you can cut any thickness, any width, and that would keep the water out as well. Because you're in Illinois, you're going to have snow pile up against this, and that's probably what's causing the problem. So I think I would do that before trying to raise the whole garage.
Well, how do you spell what is AZEK? How do you spell that?
AZEK. And it's basically plastic, and it comes in boards and it comes in sheets. And it's sold at Home Depot, and they have a house brand called Veranda, which is basically the same stuff, a little more affordable. I've been installing a lot of it around replacing house trim in my home here, but that would be a great way to protect it from the weather.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
All right, Steve. Well, good luck with that.
All right. Good.
I really enjoy your show.
Hey, I appreciate that, Steve, and hope you have a great weekend, and hope you best of luck on this project and any of the other projects, and stay tuned.
Thank you.
Okay. You take care. Hey, we've been sharing with you some metal roofing tips over the last few weeks, brought to you by the Metal Roofing Alliance. I mean, metal roofing is so popular these days, and it's primary roofing season, and metal roofing is certainly being used quite a bit. And, of course, metal roofs are exceptionally long-lasting, they're durable, and they're great in some of the extreme weathers. But remember, a roof, no matter what the type, is only as good as the installer who sells it and installs it. And, a good metal roof should have a very verifiable warranties, very, very important. You want to make sure the coatings and the gauge and the thickness and all of that is the right type and from a reputable manufacturer. And contractors should also warranty their work in addition to providing you warranty information on the metal itself. And that's very, very important. So we thought we would just give you a few things to think about to make sure a job is well done. And you'll be wise to ask your installer some of these questions before a metal roofing project starts.
Well, one of the first things you want to ask is, what type of metal is it? Metal seems like metal is metal, right? It's like a commodity, but it's not. There are many different types of metal. So you want to find out, what type of metal is it? Where is it manufactured? And does it have a protective coating? And what is that coating? And then when you're asking that question, you also want to know, what are the warranties not only on the product, but also on the installation?
Yeah, there's a lot of ratings that are available there. And certainly, you know, is customer service support available? Nowadays, you should expect to be able to pick up the phone and ask any question on, you know, any question that you might have on there. Also, how long has everybody been in business? The manufacturer, the installer, what's their track record? All of that is readily available. And if you're dealing with the right contractor, they're happy to provide it. And does the manufacturer have favorable reviews and so forth? So in general, be cautious of any contractor who demands cash or full payment up front. We all know that that's a telltale sign. And also, you want to make sure they have a physical address in some way that you're able to contact them back. There's a lot of great information on the Metal Roofing Alliance site, and it is metalroofing.com. That's metalroofing.com. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about mildew. We almost cover that every week, but it's something you can prevent. We'll tell you about it here on today's Homeowner Radio.
Need help with a project? We've got hundreds of videos to give you a hand. Go to todayshomeowner.com/videos to browse our video channel.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of. And by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the show, where it's time for our best new product segment, brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Hey, lately it seems refrigerators look more like computers than appliances. And we found one at the International Builders Show in January that's loaded with practical features. The LG InstaView Door Indoor Refrigerator is designed to make your kitchen operate more smoothly. As the name implies, you can instantly see what's inside. Just tap on the tinted glass front panel and the inside illuminates so that you can see the contents without opening the door. Think about that. You just walk up, you just tap it, it illuminates inside, and you can see without sitting there and just gazing in with the door wide open. The door-in-door design includes adjustable bins that smoothly glide up and down to fit snacks and drinks of any size. And the water and ice dispenser is one of the tallest around at 12.6 inches so that you can fill up all of those water bottles we carry around with us these days. Then there's a full-width temperature-controlled drawer that makes party preparations a snap because the lid opens automatically when you slide out the drawer for fast loading and unloading. Plus, there are dual ice makers that automatically create crushed, cubed, and LG's exclusive slow-melting round craft ice on demand for upscale craft drinks at home without the work. Wow, this has everything. So for more information on this LG InstaView three-door French door refrigerator, log on to HomeDepot.com. Joe, appliances are changing a little bit here.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for the next model that actually dispenses those craft cocktails they're talking about.
I know it. Or just cooks the meal and washes the dishes. What the heck?
Let's
Let's go all out for it. Right now, we're going to go to Texas. Brenda is on the line with us. Hello, Brenda, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Tell us about this little disagreement you're having with your husband.
Well, unfortunately, our kids' bathroom is smelling mildewy, and he and I have a disagreement over what's causing it. He feels like it's because my daughter, who has long hair, whenever the drain gets clogged up, that's what's causing the smell. And I feel like it's from some small holes that over the time have gotten knocked into the tub, and that probably there's mildew underneath the tub, and just over time it's grown. you know, and I just need to know, can I look underneath of the tub somehow to see if that's what the cause is? Because I would like to just replace the whole thing.
Okay. All right. Well, it's always kind of that process of elimination when you have a situation like that. It could be any of the things that you mentioned there, and probably taking care of the easiest, obvious things would be the first start. So removing the screen or the drain on the tub shower area and making sure that is clean. I tell you, once you get that out, you can take a long wire that has a brush on the end of it. It's a drain brush. Some of them are, you know, 16, 18 inches long. And you can run that right down in it and turn it. And it's amazing what comes out of there, because you have hair and you have soap scum and you have things like that in there. So cleaning all of that out and then following up with a cup of bleach and pour the bleach in there and leave it in there. Don't let water run in behind it so that it can sit there and really kind of clean and sanitize all of that. That would be one step. Now, when you mention the holes in the tub, there's actual physical holes that in the acrylic tub.
Yes, we had fixed them at one time, but I guess a couple of other ones have occurred over the years, and they're higher up. They're not like down below. So if it's getting in there, it's during the showers, which is all it's used for anymore.
Okay.
And so I don't know how deep they go.
Okay. Well, certainly, Joe, that would be something they would definitely want to address. And also, I've seen where the excursions that go around the drain, sometimes that water sheets down the wall and can sneak in behind that. It doesn't take much water contributing to that dark, damp area behind there to create a really big mildew problem.
Yeah, Brenda, the excursion, which is the decorative plate around behind the valve where you turn the shower on and off. But you're saying there are holes in the shower walls, not the tub itself, but in the shower walls. Is that correct?
Well, no. So it's a one piece, you know, where the tub and shower is all one piece. It's like on the higher sides of the tub, not up to, you know, along the wall, but along the, you know, where you might rest your back or something.
Okay. And these are like small pin size holes?
Yeah,
like relatively
maybe.
Small.
Or maybe just as big as a pencil lead. I mean, you know, about that diameter.
The lead, yeah. Well, you shouldn't have holes in your tub, no matter where it is.
So,
right? So I would, unless you want to shower downstairs too. As far as whether you can get under the tub, I mean, depending on where this is, if it's above a basement or crawl space and it's on the first floor, yeah, you could probably take a peek under there. If it's in the second floor, then what are you going to do? You know, take down the ceiling below. So first, if there are holes in there, you have to either patch them or replace it. If this is an older unit, I'd probably just replace it. But the first thing I would do, if you want to eliminate the mildewy smell from the sink, the bathroom sink, then I would start there, because if that eliminates it, then you know it's not the tub. It doesn't mean you don't fix those holes, but at least you know that the mildew. And what I would suggest is pouring some bleach down the overflow hole, which is where mildew.
That's a good idea.
Overflow hole, Brenda, as you may know, is just a hole on the side of the sink. So if you're filling up the sink, it doesn't run over the countertop. It'll eventually drain through this hole if you forget to turn off the water. Pour a little bleach down there. Pour some down the drain. Follow it with a little water. And that the bleach will kill, especially in the overflow hole, will kill any of that mildew. It might be creating that smell. I've had to do that here at my house. I maybe do it once a year or once every 2 years, but it kills it almost instantly. So if you do that and you notice the smell goes away, then you can address the tub itself.
Okay.
All right.
And there's also another thing that you could possibly do is take the excursion or the trim out from around the valve and so forth, and you're able to spray some bleach, you know, not a lot of bleach, but spray some of that down that'll filter down under that tub and could hopefully kill a lot of that mildew and improve the smell.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, several things you can try there. We certainly appreciate it, and you have a great weekend. That's something that's always unsettling when you go in, especially if a bathroom's been closed in and you go in.
Right.
Should have mentioned to her the importance of making sure you use that exhaust fan each and every time, because mold and mildew can be kind of lurking around in there if you don't address all of that. Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking about deck projects, some of the things you can do to your deck, and a number of ways that you can make sure that it holds up. And what about using composite decking? Is that a good idea? Hey, I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini, and you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
You want to be an organic gardener, but your garden's being attacked by all kinds of insects. Fight back with Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide. It's the fast-acting insect control that's approved for organic gardening. Use it to control caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, and more. Get Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide, the name you can trust, with nearly 100 years of experience in lawns and gardens all across America. Learn more at Bonide.com.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea. Brought to you by Woodcraft.
Black and green stuff growing on your roof or siding? Pick up Wet and Forget's new rapid application hose end. Now Wet and Forget No Scrub Outdoor Cleaner is even easier with a brand new nozzle that attaches to your garden hose and sprays up to 30 feet. Wet and Forget hose end quickly and easily treats surfaces you normally couldn't reach without climbing up the ladder. Each bottle cleans up to a whopping 2,000 square feet. Visit wetandforget.com to find a retailer near you. Ready to make your slippery surfaces safer, indoors and out? Deitch Coatings now brings you TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and I think it's a winner. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com.
Even if you're not a professional woodworker, you want to use the glue the pros use. And 3 out of 4 pro woodworkers trust TiteBond as their choice. For building wood furniture or cabinets, to making picture frames or birdhouses, or just general repairs around the house, TiteBond has the widest choice of glues to help with whatever project you want to tackle. TiteBond, the right glue for your next project. Just ask the pros. For more information, visit TiteBond.com or see them on Facebook.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, or deck footing, or even pour a backyard patio, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. To set a post, there's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag.
Today's homeowner is brought to you by Bonide Products, providing best solutions for your home, lawn, garden, and farm for more than 90 years.
And welcome back to the right place to get all the latest and greatest home improvement information that you need for your home. We're covering all kinds of subjects and talking to a lot of different people all over the country. You know, you can always call the Today's Homeowner hotline at 1-800-946-4420. That's what Laura in Washington did and left us a recorded question that she really wants answered.
I have a large deck project, Woodby Island. Get a lot of sea spray and also hot direct sun. I really need some support with regard to what's the best materials, composite, and whatnot. I'm not afraid to roll up my sleeves and lend a hand to make things more beautiful than they were before.
Oh, now what a great statement there. I'm not afraid to roll up my sleeves
and lend
a hand to make things more beautiful than they were before. Wow, we got us another bumper sticker there, fellas. I like that. I like that a lot. And well, Laura, certainly understand your frustration there because, you know, anytime you have a deck, no matter where you are in the country, but particularly if you're near the coast and you have the sea spray and you have the other elements working on it, boy, it's hard to keep a wood deck looking good for a long, long time. That's one of the reasons composite decking has become so popular. And yes, it is more expensive, but you know, I guess, you know, Joe, when you really factor in, all of our time is valuable. Right. You don't want to discount how much time you may spend on maintaining a wood deck around your home. And so yes, it's more expensive, but when you factor in your time and then the materials to strip it down in order to, you know, put the sealer on it and the, you know, semi-transparent stain and all, doesn't take long before that kind of equals out a bit.
Yeah, I think it does over time. And Laurel mentioned this is a pretty large deck, so it would be an investment to get put down composite decking, but it would, in the long run, I think she'd be happy with it. Now, she's out in the far upper west, so she could probably get red cedar or redwood relatively affordably. Or there's a hardwood, a tropical hardwood called Ipe. It's spelled I-P-E. It's pronounced Ipe, which would be a good choice if you absolutely want wood. And so the wood might survive the elements, but what about the finish? You know, that's what we're really talking about as far as maintenance with sea spray and hot sun. So I think composite or synthetic decking, which is called PVC decking, would probably be your best choice. And the two options are just that composite is plastic and wood combined, and synthetic decking is all plastic, so it's all polyvinyl chloride. So I think she should check both of those out. Those would probably be your best options.
There you go, Laurel. Then that way you can have a little more time and you can lend a hand to make other things beautiful other than your deck once you get that all taken care of. We appreciate that call. And you can call us and leave a question just like that on the Today's Homeowner Hotline, 800-946-4420. You can also send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. And occasionally we get questions in from the Today's Homeowner Facebook page and also Chelsea's show, Checking In with Chelsea, my daughter, and has her own website and her own fantastic award-winning web series. A lot of times she gets a question that she likes us to ask. And here's one from Mary Kay that's in North Central Pennsylvania. We need to install a frost-free faucet for the gardening hose and potting sink. When going through the exterior block wall, should the water line be horizontal or have a slight elevation so the water drains back to the interior, which is the warmer basement? Interesting question. The husband and I are in disagreement on this.
We're marriage counselors again here, Joe.
Again, they live in North Central Pennsylvania. Okay, Joe, I'm gonna kick this one to you so I don't get in trouble. So
yeah, thanks.
So who's right and who's wrong? Of course, she doesn't tell us her position and the husband's position. So
right.
We're pretty clean on this one. So what do you think is the best thing for her to do?
Okay. Well, you definitely don't want the pipe pitched back toward the basement. That would completely defeat the purpose. In fact, the mounting flange on every frost-proof faucet I've ever installed, they're called Silcox, by the way, if you go and buy them, frost-proof Silcox. They're typically angled. The flange, the mounting flange that actually gets screwed to the house is angled. So when you do screw it to the house, it pitches away. So it drains out. Because otherwise, there's the length of pipe that from the faucet to inside the house where the water actually gets shut off, that would have water in it, and that could still freeze. So, you definitely want it pitched. If yours, for some reason, doesn't have that angled mounting flange, then you'd have to install it so that it's pitched a little bit. And then once fall arrives, this is really important, before the freezing temperatures return, be sure to disconnect the hose, remove, you might find a vacuum breaker, sometimes it's called an anti-siphon valve screwed on, that just prevents water from backing up into the house, which is code required in most places. So you remove the hose, remove the vacuum breaker, turn off the water inside the basement, upstream from this valve, this faucet should be a valve, turn it off, open it up the faucet and let that water drain out. Because again, you want to get the water out to prevent it from freezing. But to answer a question more succinctly, yes, it should be pitching out toward the outside.
There you go. And speaking of outside, here's our Around the Yard segment sponsored by Quikrete and Pavestone. With summer's warmer weather, many of us are spending more time outside. We're also discovering that the warm weather can bring along some undesirable guests, gnats. So if these pests are dive bombing your backyard barbecue, here's some things you can do to make your yard less attractive to them. First, keep your garden free of mold, fungus, and rotting plant debris, particularly shady areas with poor air circulation. The gnats we're most familiar with are actually called fungus gnats, so you want to eliminate their food source. So cover your trash cans and keep fallen debris cleaned up. And be sure to occasionally rake or turn the mulch in your garden beds to allow soggy, moldy layers to dry out. When you water the lawn, do it in the morning to avoid overnight fungal growth and allow enough time between waterings for the top layer of soil to dry out. Standing water is also attractive to these pests. This Around the Yard segment brought to you by Quikrete and Pavestone. More information coming at you and a lot more tips right here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
You want to be an organic gardener, but your garden's being attacked by all kinds of insects. Fight back with Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide. It's the fast-acting insect control that's approved for organic gardening. Use it to control caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, and more. Get Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide, the name you can trust, with nearly 100 years of experience in lawns and gardens all across America. Learn more at Bonide.com.
Looking for easy home improvements? Instantly refresh the look of your bathroom by changing the grill on your bath fan or by adding one with a decorative light. If your mirror stays foggy after a shower, it's time for a new bath fan altogether. The Braun Upgrade Kit lets you convert your bath fan to a new one in less than 10 minutes. In the kitchen, consider replacing your range hood with a Braun under cabinet hood. It's so easy to install, you don't even need a contractor. Learn more at Braun.com. Braun New Tone, come home to fresh air.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
Hey, one of the favorite parts of our show is when Joe Truini shares with us another simple solution. Joe, what do we have this week?
All right, Danny, I thought I'd share one because we've been getting some calls on emails from listeners who have want to replace rotted fascia boards, or they see water staining or rot. And the fascia board is the horizontal board that your gutters are usually attached to, runs along the very edge of the roof. And the reason that will often happen is that water is coming off the roof and dripping behind the gutter. And of course, it runs down the fascia and that's what rots it out. So here's a way to remedy that. You want to get there's a piece of flashing. It's called different things in different places. It's aluminum drip edge flashing. I've seen it called drip cap flashing. But essentially, it's a long piece of metal that you can slip under the lowest shingles on the roof, right? So right on the edge. And you let it extend out a little bit. And it, depending on how far out your shingles extend now, you know, even if you just extend it out another half inch is often enough. And the idea is that you just want to extend that edge, which does two things. First, it supports the shingles, so it gives them a little more rigidity, so they're not going to eventually crack off. But it'll carry that water when it sheets down the roof, hits that last, the lowest roofing shingle, it'll extend out, in this case, a half inch or 3/4 inch, and make it to the gutter. And that alone will, you know, prevent that fascia from rotting. And if you do have to replace the wooden fascia, don't put more wood up there. Use a cellular PVC product, basically plastic lumber, sold by the name AZEK, A-Z-E-K, or Veranda. And this way you don't have to worry about rotting should water get behind there ever again.
There you go. Another great simple solution in a way that you can solve a problem once and for all. And that's what we're seeing so often now is that, you know, composite materials and synthetic materials that are now available and have gotten a lot more affordable that you can replace things with. They're, you know, column bases. You got window trim, door trim, the inevitable brick mold there on each side of your door that kind of rots out right at the very bottom. All of those things can be replaced with something that you don't have to worry about anymore. And I will remind you, you can go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions and see over 500 other simple solutions on things that will apply to just about every home that's out there. And you know what? If you have a simple solution, if you have one that has really worked for you that you're not sure if we've covered or not, why don't you share it with us by going to the Today's Homeowner hotline, 1-800-946-4420, and let us know your tip. We will share it with all of our listeners all across the country. And if you'd rather send us an email, certainly you can do that as well. todayshomeowner.com/ask. And also, we have gotten a lot of response about the Today's Homeowner newsletter. You know, we have over 135,000 people that receive our newsletter each and every week. I got several emails this week saying that every single week I get something out of your newsletter that I can use. It's completely free. You get it every Thursday morning in your inbox. And all you have to do right now is go to todayshomeowner.com. And you can sign up for the newsletter right on the homepage. Well, that pretty much wraps up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. And I realize some stations don't carry the second hour. That's okay. You can hear everything that we're about to talk about by going to todayshomeowner.com and click on the listen button. And don't forget about our podcast. todayshomeowner.com/podcast puts you on a page. It'll tell you all about it, how you can download it, and some of the things we've talked about in past podcasts. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thank you so much for being with us on this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll see you soon.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.